We've been trying to get Tiger on the show for a very long time.
Yes, Tiger Summers, the CEO of Gel Tees, joins us
yes,
now.
Yes, we're very excited.
Welcome into the golf shop. How are you doing?
Thank you very much for having me. Very well, thank you.
All right, so for those that may not be familiar with Gel Tees, first tell us, what is a Gel Tee?
A Gel Tee is a 100% biodegradable golf tee that is made from pharmaceutical-grade gelatin.
So like the capsule of a pill?
That is correct. Our core business is actually in pharma. We manufacture empty capsules for the pharmaceutical industry, and this is a these teas are made from the remnants of that manufacturing process.
Wow. Now, see, I, you know, we could get way off on a tangent here, but does that mean your teas are edible?
Actually, yes, they are.
Because I always need a snack when I'm golfing. So now, yeah. I think the next...
I don't make any promises about taste.
Well, I know that's the...
Yes, you can eat them.
I think the next frontier is flavored Gel Tees.
Well, we make flavored capsules, so it's not that far of a leap.
Yeah, but the problem is if you start, like, you know, if you have people that want to chew on things while they're... to get rid of their nervous energy, they start chewing on these. Next thing you know, they get on, like, the 15th hole. They have no tees left.
Yes, yes. I chew on donuts to get rid of my nervous energy, so anything would be an improvement over
and
that.
And it shows.
Yeah. Well, all right. So I'm curious, whenever we have a new product on, and obviously the idea must be behind this is to get rid of waste and be a little bit more green in the way we approach golf. But how does a biodegradable pharmaceutical gelatin tee help us achieve that?
Right. So think about it this way. Over 70,000 trees a year are cut down in the U.S. alone just to make golf tees. So to put that into terms that are more easily understandable, that is enough lumber to build over 3,100 homes. So you could imagine the small forest it takes to build 3,100 homes. That is as much wood as used to make wooden golf tees in the U.S. every year. So we just kind of think that's really not very efficient. and the way that these work, that, you know, it's a remnant of an already existing product, or process, I should say, and it's 100% biodegradable.
All right, so how long does it take a wood tee to biodegrade? And plastic tees probably never will biodegrade, and they ruin mowers. So tell me, what do you know about those two subjects?
Right, exactly. So think of a tree branch that falls off of a tree. It's not coated in shellac or paint or otherwise finished in any way. And, you know, we've all been outside enough and seen sticks lying on the ground. How long does that take a stick to go away? Well, it takes a stick, you know, probably 3 or 4 months to get to a point where it stops looking like a stick, right? Mm-hmm. So that takes quite a while. And if you think about this finished tee being painted or otherwise varnished, it's not really going to go away. And then plastic tees, obviously, a much longer shelf life than that. And, you know, we got lots of good feedback from the PGA show this year as well as the Golf Information Show, where supers have said, you know, that it's just an absolute nightmare with either the heads of wooden tees that are broken off or especially the plastic tees. You know, bends up their blades and screws up their bed knives and everything. And we got a lot of very positive feedback that their mowers would go straight through our tees without any problem and they'd never look back.
Well, and I'm thinking what our listeners really need to understand is that they're designed for single use. I mean, the tee is engineered to basically shatter on impact, and then maybe if there's still the peg of it sticking up, you could step on it or what have you. But this is really designed to be used one tee per hit.
Yeah. Right. No, exactly. And it's a one and done product. I mean, you know, there will be times, yes, well, you'll hit it and you won't break the tee. But, you know, those are few and far between. They really are designed to shatter because when you hit it, the head of that tee actually shatters into very tiny pieces, and you are left with a little bit of the shaft sticking out of the ground. And we do say, you know, if you're going to be friendly, please do step on it and walk away and don't worry about it. But even if it's left out of the ground, the gelatin actually, you know, wicks the moisture out of the ground and out of the air. So even within a few hours, this is going to be softer and malleable. So if they come by even with the mower that night, it's going to just, you know, just drive right through it very, very cleanly. And if they leave it even overnight and it's, you know, there's irrigation overnight and such, it's going to be, you know, very, very soft and malleable. Imagine throwing Jell-O out of your fridge into the yard. And that's just basically what this becomes.
All right. Now, you've got 20 to a pack. So you're telling me I'm going to hit two bad shots.
Two breakfast balls. Yeah, yeah, you got one on the first and one on the 10th. So who have you been golfing with?
Yeah, so I'm already making two double bogeys, I think. I got 20 tees in here. Did you guys do did you research that on how many you needed to put in a pack for a round of golf?
You know what? We kind of looked around a little bit and did some research on that. I think probably it's more based on how many tees I would use.
So you hit two bad shots off the tee in a round.
Yeah, you know, we wanted to give everyone enough tees to have a couple of mistakes.
Well, and one of the benefits of this that I just thought of, but I'm sure you guys have already researched this, is, you know, older people or people with back injuries or whatever, or hip injuries, I mean, honestly, one of the things that they find so difficult to do is bend over, put the peg in the ground, hit the ball, and then bend over again to retrieve it from wherever it lands. And this is going to require half as much of that.
That's exactly right. And what I say to folks that are interested in that particular feature is, you know, I'm going to take 50% of the bending over out of the game for you. So I'm going to make it easier on you, and I'm going to speed up the game because, you know, that bending over and searching around, what if you hit the tee and it flips out and, you know, goes somewhere and you've got to go searching for it and all that? It just, I think, is a much more efficient use of time.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because tees have evolved and you know, we've seen tall tees and short tees and tees that have little ledges on them so that you put them in at the same depth every time. And I actually saw a guy playing with a titanium tee. Now, that seemed risky to me because I watched him. He didn't want to lose it. So he would hit, and then he would spend an inordinate amount of time looking for this stupid tee that he didn't want to lose, and what he really should have been doing was looking for the ball, which he invariably hit in the woods. So this eliminates that as well. You can hit and walk and look really good, almost as if it's always in the fairway.
Correct. I mean, we say tee it, crush it, forget it. That's kind of our idea there. We're obviously not trying to promote bad behavior, but this really is, you know, a tee that's going to be, you know, degrading almost instantly, and within a number of days it's going to be pretty much entirely gone. Depends on the weather and the irrigation and all that, but, you know, we're not talking about this being something that's sticking around on the tee box for, you know, 3 and 4 months that they're trying to, you know, pick up and mow around and all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, and it's something that is a byproduct of another manufacturing, you know, process. What you guys have done is you found a use, which is really ultimately very green. How much of this, when you look at the balance of creating a product like this, how much of it is a passion for the game of golf? How much of it was green? How much of it is just the practicality of using an already existing byproduct of another process?
I'd probably put that as a 30-30-30 right there. Okay. I mean, you know, we love the game of golf. We have a manufacturing, you know, situation that we needed to deal with because, you know, we're producing, you know, a whole lot of capsules and therefore we're creating a whole lot of this, you know, scrap gelatin. And, you know, we've got a problem. We've got to solve. What do we do with this? And so this thing's kind of married together and we came up with a golf tee. So,
all right. So I got to ask you the question here. So if it's a downpour and you're out playing golf and you have these things in your pocket and your pants start getting wet.
Jello pants.
Do we have jello pants or do they hold up a little bit better than that?
They hold up a little bit better than that, you know, but the water is the key ingredient that you know, starts them degrading. So you do have to be careful with them in that. I mean, if it's pouring down rain, I don't think you're going to be really standing out in it anyway. But
we try not
to. You know, if it is pouring down rain, you know, you're going to have to be mindful of it because that is, if you think of if you had a vitamin, you know, in your pocket that was a gelatin capsule and your pocket got wet, I mean, you know, it's not going to degrade that quickly, but you're going to need to be mindful of it. But that's the only sort of caveat, if you will, that comes with these. You know, when they're dry, they're rigid, they go into hard ground, it's not a flexible thing, you're not going to have problems with, you know, any kind of a degradation in your pocket and, you know, because you're sweaty. I mean, that's just not going to be the case.
Well, we're talking to Tiger Summers from Gel Tees, and I'm curious then with the storage of them, if you have them in your bag, you know, humidity, like you say, a little bit of rain. I mean, how long unused will a package of these last in your golf bag?
They will last indefinitely as long as you don't get them wet.
Okay.
All right, so I know that they're about $2 per box of 20. And,
correct.
You know, you got different colors. What about if a course wants to buy them in bulk? You know, because we see golf courses giveaway tees, which is probably like
the one of them.
Which is one of the worst things that's ever happened in the world, because then people say, well, they're free, so I can just leave them everywhere, which is what they do.
And fill my bag with them.
So, yeah, and fill your bag with them. So, if can you buy them in bulk? And, I mean, is there a good deal to buy them in bulk if somebody's out there listening and say, I want to buy them for my golf course?
Yeah, absolutely. No, we do sell in bulk, and we do custom colors and printing as well. And we do believe that the scenario you just described is a good one for us, because we want people to use the tees, and we want them to make the association, you know, between the tees that they got for free at the course and what they would see on the shelf at the store. We liken this to sort of the soft spikes revolution in the 90s, where we want courses to try this out, have a good experience, which so far they have. We had a big Earth Day celebration with Cog Hill here in April, where they distributed nothing but our tees for all weekend and all four of their courses, and they had great results and good feedback. So we want to continue that, and so we think that the ability for us to get penetration is there with those free tees, and then make the sort of crossover into the retail space where people would go to the pro shop and say, oh, those are those tees. I want to use those. But we really want to get to the point where courses are saying, you know, we only really want to sell a biodegradable tee at our course. If you bring your own wooden, bamboo tees, plastic tees, titanium tees, whatever, that's fine. You can bring them. But if you're going to buy tees at our pro shop, or if you're going to use our tees, they're going to be gel tees.
Now, and so when you offer custom colors and printing, I mean, is sticking with the green theme, is that done with sort of a food coloring based product?
It's all pharmaceutical grade food colorings, all natural. It's the same thing you would take if you got a vitamin or supplement or a prescription medication from your local drugstore. It would be all the same materials.
So you can still eat it, Mike.
Yeah, totally. I'm really thinking about this flavor thing.
and they're easy to break as well. So I mean, I'm the nerd that on the par three, if I actually do tee up an iron shot on a par three, which I think it's like seven iron or less, I don't. If it's six iron up, I do. I try and use broken tee so I can just snap it in half and plug it in.
Yeah, you can snap the top off it and put it right in.
Yep. Absolutely, you can. Yep.
Awesome stuff. Anything else coming down the pike from gel tees? I mean, any other products that you can reuse this stuff for?
Well, right now it's just the gel tees that we're working with here. We need to get that out in the market. But as far as anything new, you might have heard we signed Sebastian Munoz just this week, and he used them at the Byron Nelson.
Excellent, excellent. Well, if you're out there listening and you want to get some of these, you can go to geltees.com. Or you can go to some retailers like Amazon, Walmart. Where else can you get them?
Well, and I would say, don't be afraid to share the idea with your head golf professional.
Exactly.
At your local course. I mean, they may not know about it yet. And if this is something that can save money, save time, save mowers, all that stuff, let's go for it.
Yeah. Well, Tiger Man, we appreciate you coming on with us. I'm going to give these things a go.
Awesome. Well, we're looking forward to hearing your feedback on them, and thank you very much for having me on.
All right, thanks a lot.